This was a hell of an opening weekend. There is no doubt. This was a lot of fun. It just was. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I don't care so much about what's going on with the other team, but it is perfectly baseball. And I'm not much of a troll. And I know Evan complains about the trolls. And they did the show on Friday after opening day, and he talked about all the different Met fan, the Yankee fans who were in his DMs, who were on his phone. I was not one of them. I did not text Evan after the Juan Soto thing. I'm not going to be that guy. I don't care. I'm rooting for the Mets against the Astros. I have a hard time understanding if you're a Yankee fan rooting for the Astros against the Mets. I don't understand that at all. I wanted the Mets to win every single game. Now, having said that, did I chuckle when Juan Soto swung outside, and did I go, all right, this isn't the worst thing in the world that he swung at that pitch and missed it? Yeah, okay, I'm only human. And in that moment, the whole drama between him, Juan Soto, and the Mets and the Yankee fans this entire offseason, I got a little bit of a kick out of it, okay? A little bit of a kick. I'll be honest, and I said that. But I still wouldn't text Evan. But I have to admit, I did text him today after the game because we did a Yankee-Met bet episode of the Rico Bronya. He had me on, and we do like different bets. Like right now, one of our main bets is Juan Soto versus Aaron Judge, and we chose to do on base percentage. And right now, they're both having a great start on base percentage, but Judge is something special. But like we do things like that. We did Yankee bets. I forget what the other ones were, but one he proposed to me was which offense would score more runs. I'll bet you the Mets offense scores more runs than the Yankee offense. And I didn't make the bet. I said no. I said, look, I'm confident in this Yankee offense. I'm looking forward to it, and I think it could do different things. But this Met offense is loaded. Like, I can't imagine. I know the tougher division they're playing in and all that, but I just can't imagine the Mets not scoring more runs than the Yankees. So after today, I did text Evan and said, hey, if you want to revisit that run scored bet, I'm open to it. That's about as much trolling as I've got in me, and that really wasn't even that good of a troll. But it was a good weekend for the Yankee fan. And listen, people get all upset. Like, I put out a tweet about, you know, the Yankee fan has every right to have a little bit of fun at the Juan Soto strikeout. We've decided, whether it's me, whether it's you, whether it's Met fans who drew first blood, whether it's Yankee fans who drew first blood, we have this, it's the Met-Yankee fan rivalry has hit a fever pitch. It's as high as it's ever been. And Juan Soto in particular is at the forefront of it. So whatever he does, if it's great, the Met fan is going to have fun sticking it to the Yankee fan. If it's bad, the Yankee, like, we've ratcheted this thing up. And I could try and downplay it, or we could have some fun and lean into it. And to me, it just so happens that this weekend was a terrific weekend for the Yankee fan. Just a weekend, the next 159 or whatever it is, 158, could be all Mets. You have no idea. But the opening weekend, as the Yankees pound the baseball, they're the evil empire again, as everybody is bitching and crying and accusing them of cheating in the most ridiculous manner I've ever heard in my life. And the Mets turned into last year's Yankees, where all they have is Juan Soto and nobody else showed up offensively. They had Juan Soto, other than the strikeout, had a really good series, got on base two or three times in every single game, had the one hit in their series finale on Saturday, which was really just a fly ball to left, and short porch, short left fielder, got him a double. Altuve out there and left is hilarious. And he got the walk in the ninth that, you know, almost read to a rally that didn't happen, but right now, the Mets have a series where they lose two out of three. The offense is non-existent. We're going to have a conversation about Lindor, obviously, and his early season struggles, and we'll do that in a little bit at 888-808-1019. While the Yankees put on an offensive display, the likes of which we have never seen. So it was a good weekend for the New York Yankees.